Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Well, good morning to the best people I know. Wow, you're going to blast off your life today. We are thrilled, honored, and excited to have Allison Maslin with us today. Wow, she is a Renaissance woman. She is so awesome. So we're excited to have her share her shine with us. Before I bring her on air, I just want to thank everybody. It is official. The Best People We Know show in the Shorty Awards. You know, there's the Oscars for film and the Emmys for TV and for social media. There's the Shorty Awards at the Time Center in New York City. And we came out number 3 out of Best Podcasts. Can you stand it? I am just so excited. And now that we're number 3, the judges in the Shorty Awards pick somebody out of the top 6 to be the actual category winner. So everybody out there and the Best People We Know family, say your prayers, cross your fingers. We could still win the category. And wouldn't that just be fabulous for Blog Talk Radio and positive podcasting, making the world a better place? I would be so excited if that happened for us. So thank you for that. Also, it's been a very busy week. Yesterday we had Sheila Wysowski on. My goodness, she's on Anderson Cooper Live today. I Solved a Murder, that's a new television series, and she was our special guest yesterday, and you can watch her on Anderson Cooper Live today, and she's been on Dateline. Tomorrow we have Melissa Pelletier, Emmy Award-winning director, and she's done The Dog Whisperer, My Big Fat Greek Wedding. I love that movie. She's also done TV shows like The Ghost Whisperer. She's had 5 New York Times best-selling books. So Melissa's going to join us tomorrow to talk about her new book. It's all about Hollywood reality TV. And today we have the beautiful one and only Allison Maslin. So let's get her to share her shine with us. If you don't know who she is, I can't imagine that you wouldn't. She's named one of the top women entrepreneurs who inspire by Self-Made magazine. She is a number 1 best-selling author of the book Blast Off, The Surefire Success Plan to Launch Your Dreams into Reality. Allison has built 10, yes, I said 10 successful companies from the ground up, starting out as a single mom on her own. She has guided thousands of individuals to create inner, that's important, the inner and the outer wealth, by helping them grow a prosperous business and a passionate life. As a world-renowned homeopath for the past 16 years, Allison's work embodies a partnership of holistic balance, a zest for success, and the most innovative business strategies you will find anywhere. You've seen Allison in her beautiful shining smile as an expert guest on ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox stations across the United States, and now she's recently been named the business expert entrepreneur on all Virgin Atlantic American flights. She is just so awesome. You want to go to her website, myblastoff.com. What a privilege and a pleasure. Staff pick of the day. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio. Staff pick of the day, Allison Maslin's with us. Good morning, Miss Allison. How are you?
Good morning, Deborah. I am fantastic. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, it took a long time to get you on the show, and, you know, who introduced me to you first was our lovely mutual friend, Lynn Serafin. And years ago. And I was just like, wow, this girl is so honest. She has such integrity and such passion. And, I mean, listeners are just going to be in for a real treat today. So I'm excited to have you on the show. I know you're super busy, so thank you.
Well, thanks for having me. I am excited to share whatever I can with your audience. And congratulations on your award.
Can you stand it?
That's phenomenal. I was listening to you. I'm like, wow, I'm so impressed.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I thank you. I know I saw you voting in there, too. I saw you. I tell you what, there's photos of everybody who voted, the hundreds of people, and I'm like, thank you to each one. I am so excited. I mean, and I think we're the only Blog Talk show on there. I mean, think of the thousands of people. We still have a chance to win, so I'm going to say my prayers for that. But thank you for that. I'm very, very excited. And the show's only doing as well because of guests like you. And you're doing some amazing things in the world, and the value that you bring to people all around the globe is just so inspirational. I would love to start out for listeners, let them know a little bit how you started in the business and what inspired you, because I'm sure we have a lot of entrepreneurs out there. But I think it's also important to let people know you built 10 companies. You know, we can learn. We have to live our life forward, Allison, even though the hindsight's always 20/20. But I'm sure there are things that you want listeners to know. Hey, this is what I've learned in building my businesses. This is what you need to do, and this is how to do it. So give a little bit of your story, how it all started.
Absolutely. Well, I really believe that I came out of the womb kind of as an entrepreneur, because I was born into a very entrepreneurial family. So my father had the largest chain of women's clothing stores in the United States in the 60s, 70s, and early 80s, and he had such an incredible passion for his business. And, you know, started out, my grandfather had one store in Kansas City called Maslin's, and my dad grew that, and I just used to follow him from store to store, kind of hanging on his coattails, thinking, wow, I want to be like that. And I remember when I was about 12 years old and I was in the car with my dad, and he said, Allie, you know how to start a business? And I'm like, no, Dad, I'm 12. he pulls out a business card and he just said, you just print a business card. And, you know, at that time, I really didn't fully get what he was saying. And obviously, there's a lot more to building a business than printing a business card. But what he was saying to me back then was, if you want something, go create it yourself. If you want something, go get it. And so, you know, I was blessed to have that instilled in me at a young age. And that's what I did. Starting at 19, I launched my first business when I was in college called Expressions by Allie. And I wrote poems for birthdays and anniversaries and these custom gifts that people loved. And I was making $25 a pop, and I was on top of the world. And I thought, wow, you know, I really like this, you know, making some extra money when I was broke in school. And so another thing that my father taught me was, you know, Allison, if people ask you to do something and you feel like it's worthwhile, even if you don't know how to do it, say yes and then figure out how to do it.
Mm.
And so that was really how I built my first big company, which was a full-service advertising and public relations firm, because people would say, you know, do you do brochures? Do you buy radio? Do you buy television? And I would say yes, and I'd walk out of their office going, oh, my God, I have no idea how to do this. But I would hang out at the radio station. I'd say, teach me everything that I need to know. I would hang out at the printer and at the presses, and I said, show me how this works. Teach me what I need to know. So I wasn't afraid to ask for help early on. And honestly, Deborah, that was one of the major secrets of my success.
Well, I tell you what, there's a lot of secrets to your success, and we don't have the whole, you know, in 30 minutes or so, we can't get them all, so that's why I always direct people to your website, myblastoff.com, to get your newsletter and all of the resources you have, and follow you, you're a real person on Twitter and Facebook and all of that. But, you know, there's so many things that you said that I love. First of all, you had a great mentor in your dad. I mean, what an example of just get out there, start, do it with the business card. You know, that, what a great source of encouragement. And we can't all have your dad as our dad, but we can all have you as our mentor. So it's great how, you know, we all help each other in this thing called life, right? But wow, the business that you had in college, and then the advertising, and your zeal and enthusiasm and dedication to say, okay, I know I can do this, and I'm going to learn how. And, you know, that is something we can all learn from. You know, speak to listeners about some of these great pearls of wisdom that you have, because 10 businesses, you're definitely doing something right, okay? I'm going to be in Virgin Atlantic, and I'm going to be reading about your wisdom and knowledge. You obviously have a lot more to share here.
Well, I'm happy to. And believe me, I've learned along the way. I hit many walls, you know, even though I had that background, my family was like, you know what, you're on your own, kid. You got to set out, you got to figure it out. And there was a point where I had built this ad agency kind of flying by the seat of my pants. And I was working night and day. I had all these big clients like Charlotte Russe and Ben & Jerry's and Supercuts. And, you know, they expected a lot of me. And I really was successful externally. I was making a lot of money. You know, I had the nice house and I was married and all of this. But I'll tell you what, internally, I was a mess. I had no life. You know, I wasn't sleeping. I wasn't taking care of myself. And I had become completely disconnected from who I was as a person. And I ended up having a terrible car accident. And it was a major wake-up call for me. And at that moment when I was blessed to have survived this accident, I walked away from it, I said, you know, no more. Everything I do moving forward is going to be aligned with who I am. I'm going to build a solid strategic plan instead of just bouncing from opportunity to opportunity. And I'm going to be 100% or 1,000% passionate about it. Or forget it. You know, it's going to be a hell yes or a no way. And I walked away from this very lucrative business. I walked away from a very difficult marriage. And I set out into the world as a single mom, no money, no idea what the heck I was going to do with my life. And I was honestly happier than I had ever been. Because in a sense, because my back was against the wall, because I, you know, didn't have the funding behind me or really the direction, I knew that it was up to me, and I was not willing to settle on a mediocre life. And so I went on, and I, you know, from then I've built 9 companies that I have been totally aligned with and that I have followed a very strategic blueprint, which is what I teach my clients, that I mentor them to launch and grow their own businesses so that they can grow and work on their business rather than getting run around by it, which was what was happening to me at the time. And also have a balanced life, because it's really important that your life isn't just your business. You can become a very boring person if all you talk about is your work, right? So it's important that you have that balance.
You know, we don't all, okay, the good news, first of all, I'm very sad to hear about this terrible car accident and this time that you went through that you shared with us, but I'm actually very grateful that you're willing to put your heart out there for us and you have with so many people that you work with, because, you know, let's not all of us listening right now, we don't have to wait to have the car accident. We don't have to wait, you know, for this hitting rock bottom. You know, I think that the beauty of your story and the authenticity that you bring is saying, look, on the outside, I was still doing really great by worldly standards, okay, before the car accident. But the difference is after, now I'm really peaceful, I'm passionate, I'm content. And I think we all want that. And I think that that really, that success breeds success. Is that one of your top tips for those of us listening today among some of the big things that you're going to teach us? Because to me, that's what stands out, is your genuine sincerity and passion and the integrity. I mean, that to me is what sets you apart from just somebody else who may be successful but doesn't have that glow. You know, you can tell when somebody's different.
Well, I mean, you know, I feel that everybody has these gifts within them. We're all born with them. And many people are waiting for the right time, for things to just come together. And someone's going to come knocking at your door and say, okay, this is it. But, you know, in most cases, that's not going to happen. So you've got to make it the right time. You know, you've got to just go for it, even though you don't see the path, you don't see a net. But when you start taking the steps forward towards your dream, the path will appear. The net will appear. The people that you need to support you will appear. The money will appear. But you've got to, you know, put on your bravery suit and just kind of grit your teeth and squint your eyes and plug your nose and jump. And you know, because to me, and I know that feels so scary for people to take that step, to walk away from maybe a job that they're miserable at, that they feel is their security. But honestly, I feel when you're an entrepreneur, when you build a business, you're creating your own security. But it's that fear of the unknown. But once you take the steps, you create a new known for yourself. And, you know, I mean, I get scared, too. It's a human emotion. We all have it. Donald Trump has fear. The difference is that, you know, your willingness to walk through it. Because I feel, looking back at your life and having regret that you didn't go for it, to me would be way worse than trying and giving it your best and falling on your butt.
Isn't that the truth? And, you know, the older I get and the closer I get, you know, the older you get, the more you realize, geez, you know, you're not staying here forever. And you start thinking about what are the things that you want to be remembered for? You know, are people going to remember you for what you might have done or things that you did do or that you didn't do? It's so important. I love how you thread the mind, body, spirit in your work. And your work is an extension of who you are and what you represent. And I love that inspiration because this is you know, this is contagious, what you're giving to us. So tell listeners, with the entrepreneurs that you work with and teach, you know, you help them get past these roadblocks. And thank you for saying you even have them, okay? Because that puts us all in the same, okay, guess what? Everybody has fear, but it's dealing with it, and there are ways to do it. So talk about some of the roadblocks that you help people overcome.
Absolutely. You know, one is perfectionism. That's a big one that people get stuck with. You can relate to that. And I'm sure a lot of people listening right now, you know, I say better done than perfect. You know, good enough is good enough. But so many people, as I said, you know, you're waiting for the right time, but they're also waiting to pull all the pieces and get them perfectly aligned before you put your idea, your product, your service out into the world. And in that case, oftentimes it never happens. The truth is that the perfection comes through years of working with your clients and developing your ideas and getting that feedback from people. You're always polishing and tweaking, but just get started. You know, it's that analysis paralysis that just drives you nuts and that just, you know, really holds you back. So that the perfectionism is a big one. The other one is valuing yourself, valuing what you have to offer. A lot of people say, well, who am I to do this? How, you know, who's going to buy this from me? But, you know, you have just as much value, your idea has just as much value as anybody else. And when you compare yourself to other people, I call this the comparison trap, you're really putting yourself down every time you compare to somebody else. And, you know, it doesn't matter. Some people say, well, people have already done that. You know, it's been done. But it hasn't been done your way. It hasn't been done with your voice, you know, your style, your personality. So it's always going to be a little bit different and special. And then I say the big one, obviously, is fear, what we were just talking about before, fear of failure and, you know, fear of what people will think and, you know, all of those things. And, you know, I've learned so much from making mistakes. And, you know, that's really how we grow. But it's what we do after those mistakes, you know, what we do with that. You know, do we curl up in a ball and quit? You know, and that's really what a lot of entrepreneurs do. They hit a wall and then they stop. But to me, that propels me forward. You know, I'd rather not look at it as a problem, but as a challenge. And that's why I feel like if you're really passionate about what you do, I feel like it's crucial to love what you do. Because then you're willing to hang in there through the skyrockets and the storms. And when you hit a wall, you just don't take no for an answer. You go back to the drawing board, you brainstorm, and you find another way through. You know, it's like you with your show. I'm sure you're always brainstorming to think, see, you know, maybe we didn't get as many listeners on that show that we wanted last week. What can we do better next time? You know, if sales are down or if, you know, products aren't working out the way we want, it doesn't mean we quit. It's like, oh, this challenges us to find a better solution, find a better way. And that's what I love about business is that creativity.
But, you know, you really said something, and you said it at the beginning of our time together here this morning as well, and it was that turning point with the car accident where you were just deciding, you know, if you're not really in love with it, you're not 100% passionate, you're just not going to do it. And that key ingredient can carry all of us through those inevitable things that you're talking about, the fear or getting over that perfectionism or whatever it is, and to help us have a new way of thinking about it. So, you know, these are things that we have to have a little checklist. We have to have a little discussion with self, don't we, Al? We have to, like, kind of, okay, you know, let's get that checklist out that Allison's giving us to help us, you know, get in the right direction. And one of the things that you talk a lot about is thinking like an inventor, and I would love for you to share with listeners what you mean by that to help them do that.
Absolutely. Well, as an entrepreneur, you are an inventor. An inventor is someone that comes up with ideas and has a willingness to put them out there. And the difference between someone that makes millions with their ideas and someone that doesn't is the one that's making the millions is actually taking action. So that is the key. I'm sure many of you have had an idea, it's come to you, you've come up with a brilliant idea, and you're like, oh my God, this would be awesome. But you don't do anything with it, and you're in Costco or, you know, Target, and you know, a year later, and you see your idea sitting on the shelf, and you're like kicking yourself, why didn't I? And so it's important that, you know, everything around you is started as an idea. You know, the equipment you're using for this radio show, what you're wearing, what you had for breakfast, it was an inspired idea. And so that is where the genius is. It's within those gaps where things can be made more efficiently, more effectively, more beautifully. So as you get up in the morning and you make your bed and you brush your teeth and you make your breakfast, think about how can I do this more easily, more simply? And that is where the answer is for your million-dollar idea. You know, there was a husband and wife that were working together, and she was the one that was balancing the checkbook each month and was always struggling with it. And he thought, you know, there's got to be an easier way. And if she's having a problem with this, other people are too. And so he found a software developer at a college and ended up developing this little software program called Quicken. And Quick and ended up becoming, the Intuit Corporation, all from, you know, there was a gap. So when of something that could be done in a better way to solve a problem, to solve a solution, and also something that you're very aligned with. And so that's how I've invented many products myself, because there's things that I struggled with. You know, I remember running out to my car about a year ago, and I'm holding this bulky briefcase. It looked like it was for a man, because I've looked everywhere for a briefcase, a beautiful one for a woman. I couldn't find it. I'm carrying my computer, my purse. I've got stuff overflowing, trying to get the car door open. And I thought, wouldn't it be great if you had a purse that was also a briefcase that was, you know, so feminine and beautiful, but also functional at the same time. And so one of my companies is called Allylore Collections, which is an online jewelry and accessory company. And so we invented this beautiful briefcase. We call it the Unbriefcase. And that was just that came out of this problem, this gap. And now we're helping women become, you know, more functional and then carry this beautiful purse that they can take on into the evening. So that's what I mean about thinking like an inventor.
Yeah, you know, and the other, I love your examples. I mean, the other idea that you're sharing is, hey, if you are looking for that solution, somebody else out there is. I mean, there's only like 7 billion people on the planet. And I mean, what a great, the Quicken, your idea with the briefcase, anything. I mean, sticky notes. I'm always amazed at sticky notes. It seems like such a simple idea, but somebody, you know, had to say, that would be great, and they did it. And look at how much we all love it. I see a lot of people in the chat room, and I know that Wayne Scott Lucas, he's one of my fave people too. He's a celebrity stylist, and just love him. And he was trying to call in. So, Wayne, if you're out there listening, call back in to 347-637-1318, and we'll get you to share your shine with us. Sorry about that. I was trying to move the switchboard and some other things going in there, and anybody else that wants to call in, for sure. But I think that these things that you teach people and then you give them the support and the examples, you know, everybody can be creative in some way, and we all contribute to that. Tell people about some of the different programs that you do, because maybe there's somebody out there like Wayne Scott Lucas. He's a celebrity stylist. He's in the arts. Maybe somebody's, you know, business. Maybe it's jewelry. Maybe it's, you know, the nuts and bolts, mechanical stuff. I mean, we have so many people out there listening, and so many with different talents. So talk
about
this.
I love business. I love working with entrepreneurs. I used to own a salon, so I am familiar with that industry. In fact, my daughter is going to be moving to New York and living her dream and doing styling and makeup this year. Very proud of her. Going after her dreams. But I work with entrepreneurs in all industries, you know, manufacturers and service providers and consultants and, you know, inventors of products, you know, online, offline, all of those things. And I really want to help them get more aligned with what they're passionate about within their business and take it to a much higher level. And I do that. I have a year-long mastermind program, and I have entrepreneurs that I work with all over the world in this program. It's called The Pinnacle, and you can actually read about it on my website, which is myblastoff.com. And I also have an online program called the Blastoff Business Blueprint, which is that blueprint I was talking about earlier that I developed, you know, after I crashed and burned, and I said, okay, I've got to have a plan. And so I have this very solid blueprint that is very powerful for entrepreneurs. You can check that out. And I also, if you just want to learn more about me, you can get my free CD by going to myblastoff.com/free CD. And you'll learn more about me. And I share 8 secrets of millionaire entrepreneurs, and you can start getting my very strategic and inspiring newsletter that I send out. But I would love to connect with people if they have questions. If they want to learn more and they want to just connect with me, they can also email at support@myblastoff.com.
And you know, the other thing is it's not dependent on age. I mean, you have all different ages. You could be younger, you can be older. And I think a lot of people are reinventing themselves and starting your own business. I mean, this may be the best time of your life. And I think that that's one of the things that you also teach through these courses and things. We're always reinventing, aren't we? And isn't a new business a great way to do that?
A new business is a perfect way to express your creativity and your passion. I feel blessed to have found this at a young age. But I do. I work with entrepreneurs. There are a lot of young entrepreneurs out there these days, which is so cool to see. I love that. But I work with entrepreneurs. I have had a woman in my mastermind program in her late 70s. And so it's never too late to put your gifts out there. I mean, you were born with this. And to me, when somebody is not utilizing those gifts, it's such a loss. It's such a shame. And it's whatever level that you choose to do it at. I mean, we can take it and make it a several multi-million dollar company. Or if it's something that you want to just have on the side as a hobby, you can do that as well. But, you know, just go for it. You know, put your head towards that dream and you walk towards it every single day and don't let anyone tell you that it can't be done.
You know, I love that. I'm telling you, I feel so, this is the best mind vitamin antibiotic for your whole soul is just listening to you, Allison. Get the CD just to recycle the happiness. Listen to the show again. Wayne Scott Lucas is in here in the chat room, and I don't know why I'm not seeing you on the switchboard, handsome Wayne, but he's typing in a couple of things, and he's loving the points, and he's loving you, Allison. And he's saying that staying in a bad job for security, the issue is when you stay in a bad job for security, it makes you more insecure. You got to love that.
You know what? It's so true. And thanks for saying that. It's like staying in a bad marriage, you know, or an abusive marriage. And it's so sad because it beats down who we are as a person. Oh, my gosh. I've talked to so many people that have been beaten down, you know, from being, and I hate to say this, in the corporate world where, you know, maybe they're not really seen as the person that they are. And, you know, they maybe went into that job feeling bold and big, but, you know, years later they forget all those wonderful qualities and the courage that they have inside. And that's, you know, that's why they call it the golden handcuff. And it was a statistic that was done that 85% of people hate their job. I mean, hate, that's such a strong word. And, you know, we wonder why people are on Prozac and ill and things like that. It's because they're not out there living their truth, you know, and it's really about making choices from truth. From truth, not from fear. Do you truly love this? Is this truly what you want to do? And it's up to you. Nobody around you is going to do it for you. So
it's so powerful. And, you know, we spend so much time in our jobs. And life is really, you know, it is short. It is here in the blink of an eye when you think about it. And to be miserable, wow, we got to love ourselves a little bit more than that. I mean, it's really powerful what you're saying. And I think that sometimes, and I don't know why this is, we buy the lie that, you know, if you really want to be successful, you know, you're going to make a lot of money, you're going to be miserable, you're going to be stressed out. No, it doesn't have to be like that. There's plenty of people like yourself, many listening, we'll use Wayne as an example as well, doing what they love and making a lot of money too, but giving back to the world. And the more they give, the more they receive. And I think that that's what we need to promote in our society more now than ever. And I think it's people like you, it's people like Blog Talk. I mean, Alan Levy started Blog Talk Radio because his dad was sick and he was looking for a solution to communicate with him. And 5 years later, here we are with 23 million listeners on Blog Talk Radio. You know, it's unbelievable how one person stepping into their dream helped thousands of other people step into their dreams. You know, what your dad did for you, what you do for us. It's beautiful. I love that. I mean, that to me is what life is about, in helping each other.
Absolutely. And it's the ripple effect. You don't realize how many people that you're impacting. But, you know, it's there's nothing like, you know, when I was yesterday, I was sitting with a client and brainstorming this new business for him. And it was so exciting. We were coming up with some incredible ideas. And he left feeling on top of the world. And I'm sitting there with him going, I love this. I just love this. It's so enlivening for me. And, you know, I have those moments on a daily basis. So I really do feel blessed that I did go for it, you know, even though everybody around me was telling me, you know, you're going to fail. Who do you think you are? Get a job. I mean, I've heard all of those things. But you really just have to block that out because, you know, there is joy out there. It is a limitless world. We aren't dependent on what's going on around us. It's about taking responsibility for where we are in our life, empowering ourselves, and moving forward. And, you know, aligning yourself with positive people like you and getting people to support you in your dream. You don't have to do it alone. You know, that's why I love mentoring people. I want to help guide them. You don't have to try to figure it out on your own. It's so much harder.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm not into reinventing wheels, okay? I mean, seriously, my favorite, I think I say it on the show every time, Eleanor Roosevelt's quote, you can't live long enough to make all the mistakes yourself. Learn from other people. This is why we're in the Best People We Know Club, Allison, because there's enough people out there, you know, dragging you down. You got to surround yourself with people that are saying, no, look, we're gonna be able to do this, and there's a different way. And I love that. And I love that you, I know it took you a really long time to get on the show, and I knew that, you know, we're running out of time now, but thank you so much for sharing your shine with us. I think it's like a divine appointment, though, how the shows connect. It's not like anything I plan, but you're on talking about being an entrepreneur and just doing what your heart says. And, you know, Sheila Wysoski, she was just trying to solve the murder for her friend yesterday. She ended up starting a private investigators company, you know, and Anderson Cooper and people are having her on the show to talk about, hey, if you've got something that you feel passionate to do, go out and do it and make a difference in this world. I tell you, the biggest tragedy, what's the biggest tragedy you think, Allison, that we don't try?
The biggest tragedy is that we don't live the life that we're meant to live. You know, that we don't do the things that we're born to do. It's those gifts when you're a child that come so easily to you. Like you said, your shine. I call it your shine factor. So, you know, but it's never too late. Start today. No, don't wait till Monday. Today, do it. Just take, you know, I call them mini feats, 3 small steps, you know, 10 minutes each of just taking the steps, working towards your dream. Pick up the phone, you know, get online, find the resources, start making the changes today.
Wow. Okay, well, start now by going to Allison's website and connecting with her. And you've got thousands of people that love you on your Facebook fan page, too. So share with listeners how people can connect with you, because that, to me, is the most powerful thing that they can do right now when they hang up.
So get on my website at myblastoff.com. You can sign up for my free CD. You can download that or we can send it to you. You can get on my Facebook fan page, which is the public profile page, I believe they call it, of Allison Maslin, and just reach out to me, support@myblastoff.com. I would love to hear from you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Well, everybody, you heard it from Allison, and we are who we associate with. So connect with Allison. You listen to this show, it's not an accident, and you've already started. Whatever it is that's been in your heart, listen to what Allison's saying. You know, when you were a kid, what were you passionate about? What never leaves your heart? What always makes it jump and gets you excited and you lose track of time? Do that, and the world needs you. And Allison can help you. So this is where we all help each other. And don't wait because, hey, if we don't do it, who will? Right, Allison? Who will do it? The world might, I mean, that's a sad thing to think about, that it wouldn't be there. So thank you for being with us. And I want to remind, after you connect with Allison at myblastoff.com, and, you know, she's on Twitter a lot, and you can find where she's speaking and so forth. You can also help both of us and all of us, because it takes each of us to make a difference for all of us, by sharing this show with a friend. You can post this link to Facebook, Twitter, Google+, LinkedIn. You can share it, download it from iTunes on your mobile device, and listen to Allison when you're stuck in traffic. And you'll be that will be a very constructive thing to do with your time. So make sure that you share this show with a friend. And if you have a Blog Talk Radio page, I hope that you will follow us at The Best People We Know. And thank you, everybody, for joining us. Thank you, Allison. It's just you were worth the wait, girlfriend. You are awesome. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And thank you to Blog Talk Radio for making the beautiful Allison Maslin a staff pick feature. So we all help each other. Go out there, make it a great day. We appreciate you being a listener, new or regular, and do join us again. We have another great show tomorrow. And go out, make it a great day. Be yourself. Everybody else is already taken, as Oscar Wilde says, and we love and appreciate you. And go connect with Allison right now. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.